In an instant last fall, one man's search for a better life became a struggle for survival. It happened when he was thrown from a vehicle near Sierra Vista, Arizona, and left a quadriplegic. The man from Puebla, Mexico, was an illegal immigrant. The cost for his medical treatment, which he could not pay, was close to $300,000. His case is just one of many imposing heavy costs on U.S. hospitals that care for illegal immigrants in border states. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
A beat-up brown van sits off Interstate 19 after skidding into a row of bushes about 40 miles north of the Mexican border. The driver apparently lost control. A highway patrol officer investigates the accident, while several border patrol agents investigate the passengers. More than a dozen illegal immigrants are packed inside the van. The men, women, and children look weary and fearful as the agents take them into custody.
Transport's at 45 or so by now, so it should be here in 5 minutes.
This scene is not unusual along the nation's southern border, and increasingly these vehicle crashes result in serious injury. Dan Judkins, trauma coordinator at Tucson's University Medical Center, says that's because the vehicles human smugglers use are often overpacked jalopies.
And these, what I call extreme multi-casualty single vehicle incidents, is just something totally new for us. We first noticed it in 1999 when we had six of them, and it's increased more than double that now, and this year I've lost track.
As the Border Patrol makes it more difficult to enter the country, hospitals also say they're seeing more people injured crossing mountains and deserts. The worst cases end up here at University Medical Center's emergency room. UMC is the only level 1 trauma center in southern Arizona. Patients are driven and flown here from all over the region. Greg Pivorato is the hospital's president and CEO. He says there's no question of treating these victims.
We have both federal requirements as well as right in our bylaws it reads that we will take care of anybody who presents at our hospital in need of emergency care.
The numbers on just how many illegal immigrants are treated in U.S. hospitals are imprecise. Hospital workers don't ask patients their immigration status. Still, a recent study estimated that in border hospitals in California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and Florida, at least one quarter of charity care goes to illegal immigrants. That's $200 million a year. UMC keeps track of its own costs.
We've been tracking it now for, I think, about 18 years. And our estimate this year in terms of hospital fees was between $10 and $12 million.
The conundrum is, who should pay for this care? For Arizona Republican Congressman Jim Colby, the answer is simple.
That's a federal responsibility. It's a failure of the federal government that that person is in the country illegally, and therefore it should be a cost borne by the federal government.
Among other things, Colby has been trying unsuccessfully to get the Border Patrol to cover the medical costs of injured illegal crossers. Federal law says government agencies must care for anyone in their custody. But Colby says the Border Patrol ducks that responsibility by not arresting detainees if they need medical treatment.
In other words, if there's an accident of a van carrying a lot of illegal immigrants and there's 15 people in there and seven of them are injured and eight are fine, they'll take the eight into custody that aren't injured. The other seven, they won't. They'll call the ambulances, and those ambulances then get stuck with the cost of transporting them to a hospital, and the hospital gets stuck with the cost.
Border Patrol spokesman Andy Adame admits agents don't arrest injured crossers. He says that's because they don't want to risk a delay in care.
In order for an agent to make arrests, he has to ask that person a series of questions and then do the paperwork to process. And, you know, although that process shouldn't take more than a couple of minutes, under those conditions, it could seem like a lifetime.
And Adame says it's not just safety. He says the Border Patrol has no budget to pay for medical costs. The hospitals say they shouldn't pay either. Border states have long recognized this dilemma, so they lobbied Congress for separate federal reimbursement. In 2003, Congress approved $1 billion spread over 4 years for the costs of emergency care associated with illegal immigration. But then there was a holdup.
They don't want to talk about who they are. They don't want to tell us who they are.
That's Colorado Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo. He and others in Congress want hospitals to get the money only if they ask patients their immigration status. Many hospitals have refused, saying they don't want to be seen as immigration agents. They're also concerned that illegal immigrants might refuse treatment for fear of being deported. Again, Tancredo.
But how am I, as a member of Congress, supposed to determine the appropriate amount of money to be spent on a program like this if they won't even tell us how many people they are serving and who these people are?
The latest guidelines for reimbursement are yet to be released, but the government says it's likely hospitals will get paid if they simply can prove a patient is foreign and cannot pay. Meanwhile, University Medical Center in Tucson is taking action on its own. The hospital got fed up, especially with foreign visa holders who came in to exploit the healthcare system. So it decided anyone who made no effort to pay would be reported to immigration authorities. CEO Greg Pivirotto.
After they leave the hospital, 7 days after they're gone, we will report them to the federal services, and they will then keep a record. And the day may come when these people apply for a visa again where they'll say, I'm sorry, but you incurred a debt last time you were in the United States, and you've got to pay it.
But Pivirotto says this reporting hasn't had much effect. In fact, the number of patients not paying has doubled in the last year. Still, Pivirotto is optimistic about one measure the hospital is taking. Along with the federal government and other hospitals, UMC is donating time, money, and equipment to hospitals in Mexico. Like the General Hospital in Nogales, Sonora, Mexico. It's small, only 30 beds, and nearly always busy. And until recently, it was poorly equipped to handle emergencies. In fact, it sent two-thirds of its cases to other hospitals, often in the U.S. Not any longer. Medical Director Juan Lopez shows off a newly equipped emergency room.
The trauma unit, we have everything to treat a critical ill patient, even though he had an accident or he has a heart attack or whatever type of illness, it can be treated here.
The Mexican hospital got a $365,000 grant from the U.S. Agency for International Development that was for equipment to treat adults and babies. Dr. Lopez says the results have been dramatic.
Now we don't transfer anyone. They get treated here. And then since it opened, we haven't transferred any babies from this facility.
CEO Greg Pivirotto says financially the investments make perfect sense.
We make an analogy to jobs. People will continue to flow across the border if there are not jobs in Mexico. We also feel that people will continue to flow across the border if there's not health care in Mexico. And so our long-term strategy has been to improve the health care in Mexico.
Not all support sending U.S. money to Mexican hospitals. But there's one thing most do agree on. This growing financial burden on U.S. hospitals will not change until policymakers deal with immigration reform. Wayne Cornelius is director of the Center for Comparative Immigration Studies at the University of California at San Diego. He says reform is difficult because we are conflicted.
We clearly want the labor. There are millions of employers in this country who feel that they really don't have any alternative to it. But we don't want any kind of social residue, and that's simply not possible to sustain.
In fact, Cornelius says the situation is getting worse. Because border security is so tight, he says immigrants are afraid to risk returning home. And the longer they stay here, the more they need health care all over the country. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.